Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Supply chain management is one of the hottest disciplines in the business world today. And there's a lot we can learn from some of the leading supply chains in the industry. But what are those leading supply chains and what are the supply chains we can learn from? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach the third stage of digital transformation success. And when we're trying to learn about what makes a supply chain effective, how do we navigate supply chain management here in the 2020s, it's helpful to look at some of the leading organizations throughout the world that have built very robust and highly successful and highly effective supply chains. So what I want to do today is provide a top 10 countdown of the top 10 supply chains that you should be familiar with as you look to ways that you can incorporate those best practices into your supply chain. Schneider Electric is a very large global conglomerate that provides energy management solutions throughout the world. The reason Schneider is in our top 10 list is because they are in an industry that's very complex. Energy management typically entails a very complex supply chain. So that alone is a reason to celebrate the success of Schneider's supply chain, but it's also the fact that they're a global organization. They operate in over 100 countries, and that requires a great amount of discipline as it relates to supply chain management. Another reason why Schneider is in our top 10 list is because they have a program that focuses on driving sustainability and innovation in the supply chain. And this extends all the way to their suppliers, and basically everyone that touches their supply chain is focused on sustainability and also innovation. So for all these reasons, that's enough to land Schneider at number 10 on our list of top 10 supply chains. Coming in at number 9 is Intel. And Intel is a chip manufacturer, as you may know, and they produce a very high volume of computer chips every year. And the reason why they're in the top 10 is if you go back 10 years or so, back to 2012, Intel was experiencing a chip shortage, and they were actually able to beef up production by building two manufacturing plants in the United States to help increase throughput and productivity and production at a time when there was pretty severe chip shortages. And during that time, they demonstrated that they could respond with their supply chain management and respond to changing macroeconomic and overall supplier trends to ensure that they had a supply chain that could survive into the future. Not only that, but they also have a very forward-thinking supply chain that focuses on decreasing their carbon footprint, decreasing their impact to the environment, and the sustainability of their supply chain is another reason why they're in our top 10. And then finally, another neat thing about Intel supply chain is that they have a corporate code of conduct that applies to all of their suppliers. They have over 9,000 tier one suppliers who are required to abide by this code of conduct to ensure corporate responsibility, impact to the climate, as well as overall diversity goals. So for these reasons, Intel is number 9 on our list of top 10 supply chains. Coming in at number 8 on our list is Alibaba. And Alibaba is the global e-commerce retailer, similar to Amazon, that manages a very complex supply chain. A lot of different suppliers, a lot of different customers throughout the world, and a lot of supply chain demands that go along with that. And the fact that they've been able to scale the way they have and grow to become the powerhouse that they have internationally is a reflection of their effective supply chain management. In addition to being a retailer and distributor, Alibaba has also increased its manufacturing capabilities as well, which further complicates their supply chain, but it's a transition they've managed well. And they've also offered a supply chain as a service sort of offering to customers to allow them to track everything from procurement to transportation and being able to track the status of the supply chain along the way. And so for all these reasons, that's why Alibaba is number 8 on our list. Coming in at number 7 is Walmart. And Walmart is the global retailer that really transformed the supply chain back in the 80s and 90s by really changing the way people think about supply chain management. In fact, it was Walmart that made supply chain management fairly well known at the time. And they did that by driving down supplier costs, by integrating their supply chain, and providing a lot of innovation that organizations hadn't seen up until that point. More recently, in more recent years, Walmart has navigated the pandemic and the shift to omnichannel retail by enabling competencies that allow for curbside pickup, for example, to really rethink the way people shop and the way people get their goods. And they've also had a pretty strong focus on sustainability and corporate responsibility as well. So for all these reasons, that's why Walmart is number 7 on our list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 6 is Johnson & Johnson, the large consumer product organization. And the reason they're in our top 10 list is because they've really pioneered this whole concept of data-driven supply chains. And they're almost obsessed with data analytics and gathering data throughout the supply chain. And they use these various data points throughout the supply chain to create more accurate forecasts of consumer demand, as well as production needs and distribution needs, and really identifying potential challenges and bottlenecks within the supply chain. So this is a very innovative way of thinking that we hadn't seen up until Johnson & Johnson, and that's why they're number 6 on our list. Coming in at number 5 on our list is Colgate-Palmolive, another consumer product powerhouse. And the reason they're in our top 10 list is because, first of all, they manage a very complex supply chain effectively throughout the world. But secondly, they're also very innovative in terms of some of the digital technologies they use to manage their supply chain. For example, the company has pioneered factory automation as well as advanced network modeling, which are two technologies that hadn't been used previously, or at least not commonly used by supply chains. In addition, the company has deployed predictive maintenance models using that same data, as well as wireless sensors and artificial intelligence. So they're really on the leading edge of using some emerging technologies to enhance and optimize their supply chain, which is why it's number 5 on our list of top 10 supply chains. Coming in at number 4 on our list of top 10 supply chains is McDonald's. McDonald's, of course, is the large fast food retailer internationally. And the reason they're in our top 10 list is because they've used technology in a way that a lot of organizations haven't done well. And not only that, but they've integrated a supply chain that begins with farmers and the actual production of raw materials and ingredients into their food, all the way through the final product that's delivered to their customers in the restaurants, and of course, everything in between. So that alone is a very complex supply chain. It's a very large and global supply chain. And for that reason, McDonald's is number 4 in our top 10 list of supply chains. Coming in at number 3 is Unilever. And Unilever is interesting because they view supply chain management as a core competency and a competitive differentiator for their organization. And Unilever's supply chain begins at the manufacturing process and continues all the way through the end consumers. It's heavily dependent on data, artificial intelligence, and other ways of anticipating consumer demand and producing and delivering to that consumer demand. And if you just look at the sheer volume and complexity and magnitude of their supply chain, it's very impressive. The company manufactures and distributes 77,000 stock-keeping units, or SKUs, in over 190 countries, and they service 2.5 billion customers every day, which is about a third of the world's population, which is very impressive. So for all these reasons, Unilever is number 3 on our list of top 10 supply chains. Coming in at number 2 on our list is Apple, which is one of the largest companies in the world. They produce very complex products and distribute their products to consumers all over the world. And their products, when you look at iPhones or their laptops and other devices that they produce, are very complex. There's thousands of materials that go into any given end product, which that in and of itself is a lot of complexity to manage. But in addition to that, they've also provided a sort of supply chain that's very nimble and adaptable. And they've done this by creating strong relationships with suppliers so that they can respond quickly to changing customer demands and tastes. And if you look at the way they've been able to ramp up production when there have been demand surges, they've been very good at that. Not to say that it's always possible to find the latest and greatest iPhone in the marketplace, but in general, they do a pretty good job of satisfying consumer demand and quickly ramping up production and ramping up their supply chain as they need to. So for all these reasons, that's why Apple is number two on our list. Coming in at number one is Amazon, which is not only one of the largest companies in the world, but it may be the most complex supply chain in the world. They work with thousands of different suppliers and sellers through their e-commerce platform. They produce many of their own products. They even are opening their own bricks and mortar retail stores. And by the way, they also manage their entire supply chain of distribution, beginning from the source of the supplier all the way through their distribution centers and distribution to consumers. And part of the reason why Amazon is number one is because they've really forced the industry to rethink supply chains. They've gotten us accustomed to the idea that I could order a product today and maybe even have that product delivered to my house by the end of the same day, depending on where I live. And that's something that was unheard of just a few years ago. So the fact that Amazon is totally revolutionizing the supply chain is to be noticed. So for these reasons, that's why Amazon is number one on our list of top 10 supply chains. Now, I hope this has given you a good indicator and a good overview of some of the top 10 supply chains in the marketplace. And for more best practices and lessons learned from other organizations as they've rethought their business models and gone through digital transformations of their own, I encourage you to download our annual digital transformation report, which includes a number of best practices and case studies as it relates to transformations, including supply chain transformations. It also includes a number of independent rankings and reviews as it relates to supply chain management technologies. So I encourage you to download that white paper. I've included a link below, as well as links to other resources that I think might help you as you research supply chains and general business transformation sorts of topics. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.